You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, do we have a busy day today. All right, so I guess the California State Senate has passed a bill to allow non-physicians now to perform abortions. Nurses, midwives, PAs, nurse practitioners could possibly perform certain abortions now, not have to go through a doctor at all. I didn't realize there was such a abortion shortage where they needed to be able to increase more people being able to do them. I guess that's what we're going to be seeing in California. Next, a British man had called UK's version of 911 because the prostitute that came over was just too ugly. Then we have the spork, right? Remember we had the spork that came out in the 80s, a spoon fork? There's now something called a nork, a knife fork combined. I don't know how you eat with this thing without cutting your mouth, but I guess I... Then our soldiers are complaining of sore feet. In this day and age, you would think we would have good footwear. Apparently, the Army has to work on getting good footwear, much better footwear, because our soldiers' boots aren't doing a good enough job. This is ridiculous. Our poor soldiers, we can't get them good boots? Kidding me? So we're going to talk about foot pain, some remedies for that. George Zimmerman's attorneys want the state of Florida to reimburse him for their legal expenses. Because he was acquitted, they do have a right for that. There are certain legal expenses that can be reimbursed. Burger King has a fry burger. I thought we were supposed to be going more of the healthy direction. Not sure why. But this is a pretty fascinating story. Many of you ladies out there have been saying, why can't I run the ovarian cancer screen, that's CA-125? And many of us doctors will run that test on you, even though we tell you, look, we're not allowed to use it as a screen. It's only a biomarker if you have cancer. Well, finally, researchers are saying, you want to know what? Maybe run the test like the PSA. Run the test. If it goes up in a year or two, there could be something wrong with the ovaries. Thank you. We could finally use this blood test to screen for ovarian cancer. It's about flipping time. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, and we even have more stories. Dangers of deodorant. Atlantic City trying to move towards Las Vegas in terms of having now strippers. But I think the strippers have to wear G-strings and pasties, I guess, on their boobies. I don't know much about strip clubs. Do strip clubs in Las Vegas make you do pasties, too, or are they topless? I don't know much. I remember we had some topless pools. I don't know. I don't go there. I'm kind of at the age where I need to keep the puppies covered. I don't want my stroll, my walker to trip on them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us suffer from sore feet. My feet hurt in the morning. I limp for about 20 minutes a day, the beginning part of my morning. It used to only be a few minutes until after I peed, so I thought there was something that had to do with that, and then I learned what plantar fasciitis is, and once I knew what it was, I realized my feet hurt about 20 minutes every day. End of the day, I'm pretty good, thank God. Okay, some of you have it the opposite, where the more you're on your feet, the more they hurt. Many of us have problems with our shoes or work boots or high heels, but the our soldiers who need to be on their feet, they are suffering even worse than we could even imagine. And you would think that the Army would have devised some decent boots. Okay, so in addition to them being shot at and, you know, not being able to snack like we do and very little sleep and bummed and losing their comrades, they have sore feet. These guys live in their boots. You and I get to take off our shoes at the end of the day. These guys don't. So, apparently there is now a 2-year process to try to develop a boot made specifically for soldiers who have to transverse the very rocky, dry, uneven terrain of the Middle East. Now the soldiers who have been in, stationed in Afghanistan are the ones that appear to report the most issues with their feet. And I guess the Army has been working on this for a while. They've been working with Bates Footwear of Rockford, Michigan, Bellevue Boot Company, Belleville, Illinois, etc. So, I mean, I would have loved to, you know, get in on this. Not just a volunteer to give them some advice, but I really like orthotics. I like those gel squishies to put in the feet, although after about an hour or two, they probably don't do much. What about your feet not getting any ventilation? You know, I think these shoes need to have some sort of ventilation. But how do you do it without their toes or their feet being hurt? Well, there's ways, I guess, to puncture holes that they're able to do if the shoe gets wet for your foot to be able to dry off. Oh, it looks like good. It looks like one of the shoe companies are adding holes. Yeah, you see, these are things that I'm surprised by their 2013 they haven't come up with. Now, some of you have been suffering with foot pain for decades, okay? And some of you write me saying, oh, yeah, this is what I do for my feet, and it works. I'd love to hear from you. What do you guys do for your foot pain? What works? What didn't work? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Any advice you could give people for their feet, 1-877-362-3254. I'm a huge fan of orthotics because it helped me with my plantar fasciitis. But, okay, let me preface this by saying I hated wearing them. I couldn't stand wearing my orthotics. They hurt. You had to redistribute the weight of your foot, but the suckers helped. So I hated them, but it helped. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What do you do for foot pain? 1-877-362-3254.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so we're talking about foot pain and what seems to work the best for you. One of you had said you actually use Bengay on the feet. One of you had brought up Voltaren Gel. Let's just quickly talk about some of these topicals. These topicals blow my mind because they make sense to me. Not medical sense, but they make logical sense. Some of these topicals that are cool to the touch or warm to the touch, or some of them that actually have some anti-inflammatory properties that may get absorbed, even though medically it may not seem to make sense because a lot of your foot pain is interjoined or could be neuroma or it could be deep into the fascia of the foot, which is kind of this connective tissue plane. Many of you say these topicals work. So in the olden days, a lot of us doctors thought, well, maybe it was just some sort of a placebo, so fine, go with it. But I really think there's something to it. If you feel the nice, cool tingling, maybe that helps with endorphin release. Maybe it helps with the blood flow. This Voltaren gel that's anti-inflammatory, it seems to be one of the greatest things my patients are saying because it's anti-inflammatory in nature, but it's a topical gel. So these are things that are out there. So I really do dig the topical, and I don't know if any of you have noticed any success with any of these. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. One of my favorite things to do with my plantar fasciitis, when I was doing my 36-hour shifts and my feet were sore, even though that really isn't so much, the plantar fasciitis usually hurts in the beginning. But when I was having foot pain, I'd come home and I had one of those big, huge gallon bags or couple pound bags of the frozen peas. Frozen peas. Now, I don't like to eat peas. Okay? I can't stand peas. If you want to torture me, Gitmo, make me eat pea soup. Okay? Forcing me to eat, split pea soup? And that really drags it out because you're splitting the peas and now you're doubling the serving. Don't even make me, no pea soup, no split pea soup, no spring pea, baby pea, none of that. I hate peas. But what I do dig are these frozen peas. My husband's a chiropractor, so he taught me you get the frozen peas, but don't let it freeze into one big brick. Okay? Have it where it's like really like, you know, where the peas are like all moving. You could probably do that, I guess, with raspberries and stuff. But see, here's the thing. The problem with your frozen raspberries or your frozen berries is after a while they start to squish. You need these big, annoying, stupid, little pea sucker things to stay as peas. And that will be the only reason why even I tolerate those suckers being on this earth. And then you roll around the frozen peas. I don't know, if one of you guys want to make money out there, come up with an ice pack that is kind of like a roly bead thing, like the peas. Because then you could conform it to what you need to do, kind of like a conforming ice pack. I know there's other ice packs that don't freeze, and they still stay kind of liquid, kind of, and gel-like, and you can move them around. So the big pea thing is fine. Now, okay, mind you, us doctors need money. So if you need an injection in your foot or a surgery in your foot, by all means do that. Don't go to the peas. All right, but if you aren't there yet for surgery, like, for example, heel spurs. Many of us have heel spurs. I do. I got some big, nasty heel spurs, but I don't have to get surgery yet on them. So, again, I could do the peas. Yep. And I could do the orthotics. I could do the gels. You know, one trick that I've done with my feet, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dalia Show. We're talking about tricks to helping your feet, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we always talk about well-fitted shoes. And I don't think people realize how screwed up the shoe size system actually is, or how screwed up our approach is to the shoe size. For example, I am a size 10 woman's foot. Ooh, that's big. I know. All right. I have big feet. All the women in my family have size 10 feet. Don't ask. Not very attractive, okay? But again, we don't tell anybody, so keep that on the down low. So we have size 10 women feet. Now, when I buy, and I've been a size 10 since the 8th grade, since I was 13. Now, the bra size has changed, and you all are aware of that, but the shoe size the same ever since I was 13. I stopped growing when I was 13. Feet stopped at size 10. That's how it happens. When the feet stop growing, you stop growing taller. Yet I can't tell you how many times I've had to go to a 9.5 or go up to an 11. And I'm like, why aren't shoe sizes the same? I mean, shoe sizes have been around for decades, and or centuries even, and you would think there would be some sort of consistency, and it's not. Now, the other day, I bought a pair of boots that was a size 11. And they fit just right. Now, see, a lot of us women wouldn't do that. They'd be like, oh, hell no. A size 11, that's some scary stuff. I'm a size 10. I'm going to buy a size 10. But I just had a hunch that this shoe company didn't know what the hell they were doing. So I bought the size 11, and it fits perfectly. Yet most of us women would take tack with that. I'm a 10. I'm going to fit into a 10. Or I'm a 7. I'm going to fit into a 7. So you force yourself into that 7, and you don't realize that the shoe company could be off. You need to be flexible with your shoe sizes. The other thing, too, is sometimes you need to fit it with a sock, okay, or a trouser sock or something. I think when you're barefoot and the nails start to, like, I don't know what happens in these boots, but I, you know, with my toenails, they're, you know, I keep my toenails pretty good looking, all right, you know, but still, sometimes when they start to grow a little bit, they'll snag. I don't know what the hell, you know, that's why, you know, I gotta stop chewing my toenails. And those things could be an issue. So maybe wear a trouser sock. Maybe you need to get a little bit exercise shoe and wear, even for men, maybe get a little exercise boot, but wear a thicker sock. Play around with it and figure out what you need. But don't think just because you're a size 12 or a size 13 that all shoes are created equal. It doesn't work that way. Now, another trick of the trade is if you are going to buy shoes at the end of the day after you've had, I don't know, Chinese food and you're a little bit more swollen, okay? Don't go shopping first thing. All right, and then expect that that shoe is going to be the shoe when you need it when times are tough. Get the shoe that is going to be with you, you know, on your most bitter days. And if your bitter days are you being bloated, or you haven't had the gout, or you haven't had salt, a salty meal, then that is the boot or the shoe that you're going to need to wear. You see that? Too many women, they buy shoes and they go, I can't wear them except if my feet are ready for it. Well, then that's not the shoe you buy. And the reason why I'm giving you guys such crap about buying the wrong shoes is too many of you will not then spend the money getting the orthotic or getting the foot care you need because you've spent all this money on hundreds of pairs of shoes. I know, I'm with you. I got tons of size 9s and 9.5s. Why? Because they looked cuter. It makes no sense. I can't wear the suckers. Some of you may need to buy wide. I couldn't do that. I go shopping with my girlfriends. They'll see I bought wide. Tough. And by the way, if you're a shoe company, can you please, for the love of the Lord, have more wides? Have more large shoes? Why doesn't some of these shoe companies be smart? You guys can make a killing. Come up with a shoe line for bad days or something that kind of stretches a little bit where you don't really see that stretch so that somebody could wear it no matter what. It's stupid to have a shoe that you could only wear maybe 1 or 2 days of the month. Okay, when you do try the shoe on, make sure you bring the socks that you usually wear, work boot, etc. All right, make sure, also realize one foot can be bigger than the other. You know how we talked about how one testicle could be bigger than the other, one breast could be bigger than the other, right? One mother-in-law could be bigger than the other. Same thing with the feet. Some of your feet are not identical. You guys know that, right? Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, neuromas, those are those little baby nerve balls that can come on between, the toes, usually between the third and fourth toes. Some of these suckers happen just because you wore the wrong type of shoe. So you need to get the wider shoe, maybe get that neuroma injected. Some of you even need surgery for that. Bunions. Bunions suck. Bunions is where that big toe starts to slant. The actual metatarsal slants outward. Then the big toe starts to go inward, and you got this big, huge MTP joint. We think it's genetics, but also tight-fitting shoes. I remember my grandmother, I got the bunions. And they were ugly suckers. She used to have to wear shoes and cut a big hole in the shoe. Yeah, right? Okay. All right, so those are just some things. And we've talked about ingrown toenails, etc. Okay, when we come back, nurses performing abortions in California. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So California State Senate passed a bill, 25-11, allowing nurse midwives and other sort of non-medical, non-doctor providers to perform abortions. The measure by Assembly Majority Leader Tony Atkins, a San Diego Democrat, passed the Senate 25-11, according to BusinessWeek.com. The bill will go to the Assembly, which, the bill goes back to the Assembly, who I guess originally passed it in May, to ratify amendments before it goes to Governor Jerry Brown, who is a Democrat. Now, California, then, if this is signed, would allow abortions to be done by midwives, physician assistants, nurse practitioners within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. According to this source, four other states permit non-physician abortions in Montana, New Hampshire, Oregon, and Vermont. This is according to a University of California San Francisco study. 39 states, however, require a licensed physician. Now, why would this be passed? According to Atkins, Assembly Majority Leader, all women should have timely access to reproductive health care, regardless of whether they live in urban or rural areas, and without excessive expense or travel. Apparently, they say the bill will help fill in the gap created by the fact that over half of California's counties lack an abortion provider. Okay. I know. I don't even know where to begin on this one. I just don't. Okay. I agree that people need access to health care. I'm still confused why abortion, if mom's life isn't in jeopardy or mom's health isn't at risk, is considered health care. Abortion, to me, falls under an elective procedure. Okay, unless, of course, you were raped, you have a health condition that would cause your being pregnant to unfortunately go into heart failure or kidney failure, etc. But if a healthy woman had unprotected sex willingly, okay, and she decides she doesn't want the pregnancy, is that still considered health care? It's a health issue, because in the olden days, people would, I guess, be using hangers or et cetera, trying to rip out the embryo or, you know, do what they could to themselves, unfortunately, to stop the pregnancy. So, of course, that could be a health issue. And the reason why Roe versus Wade passed back in 1973 is because, you know, people were concerned women trying to stop the pregnancy from continuing was hurting themselves. So, yes, that's a health issue. But is it true health care and considered health care for a woman who's healthy that, I guess, you know, didn't plan for a pregnancy, becomes pregnant? Okay, I'm not talking about health issues. Okay, a lot of women, they get pregnant accidentally. It could hurt their health. The doctor says we need to terminate. I get that. Okay, not a lot of the time. It doesn't happen a lot of times, but it happens. But somebody going, oops, there it is. Oop, there it is. Sorry. Somebody going, oops. Does that qualify as health care? Now, I don't know if this is going to involve state funds. I don't live in California, so I guess I don't care. I mean, I know many of my listeners live in California, so I like to, you know, be on your side if you don't want your tax dollars going to anything in particular. You know, I will, you know, back you up because I agree, you know, that we should have some sort of say in where our tax dollars go, especially if it's for something that you aren't comfortable with. But, you know, can a nurse midwife, nurse practitioner, physician assistant successfully and safely perform abortions? The answer is yes. I mean, they can't. I mean, just midwives in general, I think midwives should have more credentials than they currently get. These midwives rock. Okay, I have never, thank God, witnessed an adverse event by a midwife. These midwives that take care of my patients find a midwife, they work with them, they love them, and I mean, I'm like, great job, baby looks good, I mom's happy, so I really dig the whole midwife thing. So I guess if a midwife is able to bring a life into this world, then, I mean, my guess is she's fairly qualified of, you know, ending the pregnancy. Okay, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, we've used for surgery, we've used in a multiple variety of independent clinics, etc. Yeah, if they're trained, they could do it. They could do it. Now, what could go wrong during an abortion, and are these people trained to handle if something goes wrong? I'm not even trained to know what to do if something goes wrong. I've done ER. Okay, so I know how to stabilize if there's a bleed, if there's anaphylaxis to the anesthesia. Okay, I mean, I know how to handle an emergency, but am I, let's say, if God forbid, there's a bleed I can't stop within the uterus, I'm really not surgically trained. No, I'm not. In all my years of medical school, I did not train to do an abortion, and that was by choice. We could have. We were offered. In fact, everybody in my class was offered. I don't think one person went to learn. You know, even the people who were pro-choice and Democrat, they didn't want to do abortions. It's just something that, you know, even if you politically are for it, it doesn't mean you actually actively want to engage in that process for some, you know, with somebody, which is kind of a shame because this is something that women want and we really don't have enough people to perform it, which is why it looks like some states think they have to now change and broaden the scope or the amount of people that could actually perform this type of procedure. But to me, having an abortion done is a surgical procedure. So if you're already allowing nurse practitioners and PAs to do surgical procedures, then, I see why, laws would say, well, then you might as well let them perform the abortions also. Do I feel, though, that this is something that they are currently being trained to do? No. Okay, I don't know which schools train them. Okay, if you do have the proper training, then all for it. But if you went to the typical PA school, nurse practitioner school, or medical school that I'm thinking of, no, none of us, including myself, have not had the training to perform abortions. And when you do train to perform abortions, I hope you know how to handle the worst case hemorrhagic anaphylaxis type of scenario. I've told you guys the story numbers of times. You know, I could deliver babies. I could do C-section. So I was in Lake Havasu. I was covering the Lake Havasu emergency room, and the other ER doc didn't deliver babies. And in Lake Havasu, this was sometime in the 90s. There was going to be no OBs in the whole city of Lake Havasu, Arizona at the time. So they came to me saying, Dahlia, can you handle the OB call? Over the weekend because you're here working ER anyway. And I said, no, I can't. And they're like, why? I go, because I can't do an emergency hysterectomy. Like, we're not asking you to do an emergency hysterectomy. We're asking you to cover OB call. I go, nobody should be on OB call unless they can go all the way with it. Stop the giggles. You know what I'm talking about. Okay? I could deliver a baby. I could perform a C-section. But if something goes wrong and I don't know how to perform an emergency hysterectomy, I had no business being near that woman's vagina to begin with. And they said, well, then I guess we don't have an OB to cover. And I go, look, I'm here in the ER. If somebody's in labor, I'm going to deliver. But by no means do not, for the love of the Lord, expect me to handle all cases. Because if I don't have an assist for a C-section, I can't do it. And the hospital administrator was grumpy. The other ER doc said, you're right. Why didn't she think of that? So, I think it was a she. So it was where, you know, you need to be prepared to handle worst case scenario. But, I guess the demand now, there's a very high demand for abortions. And if it's considered health care and reproductive health care, then, we're not too far off before our taxpaying dollars have to go to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Sky. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hey, I tried. That's really hard to try to hit a note and you don't know what note's coming. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got an iPhone app. We got an Android app for free. Go ahead, download those so you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Why would I want to do that? Just do it. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-362-3254. We got Sidewinder. Hey, Sidewinder from Idaho, one of my trucker buddies. Hey, what's going on? Sidewinder, are you there? Hey, how's it going?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sounds good.
I have a question about...
Darn, we're losing you, Sidewinder. You're not coming in that good. We lost him. Okay. Okay, call back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sometimes on your guys, I know you truckers, you guys are out there, bus hauling your butts. Sometimes in the middle of nowhere, so it's hard to get you guys' signal. Call back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. George Zimmerman wants Florida to pay his legal bills. I think he's completely allowed to. I think he's allowed. From what I understand, per Florida law, state law, Florida has to cover all legal expenses except the lawyer's fees for an acquitted defendant. So basically, George Zimmerman, who was acquitted last month in the Trayvon Martin killing, all the expenses that went to his expert witnesses, the 3D videos, etc., from what I understand, he is allowed to be reimbursed. Now, from what I understand, they're still preparing a motion. They think it's going to be anywhere between $200,000 to $300,000, even though his legal fees are anywhere between $1 and $2 million. So it's not that the actual lawyers themselves are going to get paid, but all the expenses it took, in terms of the jury and in terms of the witnesses, et cetera, that to get reimbursed. You know, I'm wondering still whatever happened to the Sanford police chief that had to step down because they said that they should have, I guess he should have taken this a few steps further. Many people in the early part of the story, they're kind of gone and out of the news, and maybe that's what they want. You know, I mean, I don't know if he retired, et cetera. But when you kind of look back to what happened for the first few weeks of this one media coverage, you kind of go back and go, okay, now wait a second here, I'm sure many of us are. There's been a lot of outrage over the Oklahoma baseball player that was jogging on the side of the street, got gunned down by a car of three teenagers, right, who might have said they were bored, might not have. And this boy, you know, who was Caucasian, President Obama didn't come out and speak about, you know, how he could have been, you know, a relative or a grandson or whatever. You know, some of you had asked about, you know, what's President Obama doing with that. Here's the thing. Obama should not be involved at all when we have any of these killings. Okay? I mean, singularly. Obama should never come out, because if he does, then he needs to commit to coming out and speaking on all of the victims. Okay? All right? Like, for example, whenever there's a tragedy like Boston, you know, massacre or the Boston Marathon massacre, etc., okay, presidents come out and speak. But when you individually come out to speak, okay, on a particular youth or a particular person who was killed, before the facts of the case come out, all right, you're putting yourself in the line of fire here, all right, because now people want to know, where is he with this boy who was jogging and got gunned down, you see? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got Steve calling from Kansas. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Hey, Doc Dahlia, I've got a friend, a lifelong friend, that started chewing tobacco when he was 12 years old. Hmm. When he turned 50, he developed a lump on the side of his neck. He went into the doctor to have it looked at. They put him on a jet ambulance down to a specialist in Houston, Texas. They ended up cutting him from just below his left ear down diagonally across his neck, down to his breastbone on his right side. Ooh. Opening all that up and digging out what they described as a tumor with tentacles that had wrapped around his vocal cords.
Oh, that's scary.
I wonder, is that related to chewing tobacco, or have you any idea?
I mean, it could be, you know, depending on the type of cancer. Now, thyroid cancer doesn't necessarily have the tentacles, so I doubt it would be thyroid cancer, but sometimes a lump in the neck could be a swollen lymph node from something like that. I mean, there's tons of different cancers that you could get above the neck, oral cancer, HPV, etc. But chewing tobacco always scares us because there could be a mouth tumor that metastasizes. So it could be. It's going to be hard to say. Was it a squamous cell carcinoma? Was it a follicular, a papillary carcinoma? You know, what type of cancer was it? It's going to be hard to say. But chewing tobacco is never something that we doctors breathe easy around, because we really get nervous with that contact of the tobacco and the big, you know, even with smoking, you're smoking it. It's still less of an exposure than the actual chew. I tried chewing tobacco when I was in medical school doing those 36-hour shifts because our attending would chew, and he said this would keep you all awake. So I hated it. I spit that sucker out. I don't know how you guys chew tobacco. It doesn't even taste good. But I understand people get that little nicotine buzz, and so I get it. But we think tobacco chewing is dangerous. I just can't say for 100% that's what causes cancer.
Okay. Well, you know, I noticed that before he got surgery, he was always clearing his throat. You know, I mean, unnecessarily so, I thought to me, but apparently that's because that was wrapped around his vocal cords. But, you know, that was a year ago. He's 100% now, and he's still chewing tobacco, so.
But he's 100%. That's good to hear. I definitely wanted a good ending to that story. Thank you, Steve, for calling. God bless you out there. And sending prayers your friend's way, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Sidewinder. Buddy, how you doing?
Hey, sorry about that. A lot of signal out there.
No worries.
I had a question regarding health care. As you know, I drive and everything, and I'm getting ready to get my own truck. And so I'm going to be self-employed. I started about a month and a half ago looking at private health insurances, and, you know, obviously it's not going well.
Of course.
Pretty much everybody's saying, well, you got pre-existing conditions, we're not touching you. And we don't have to because, you know, the new law hasn't passed yet or hasn't been, you know, put into implementation. My question is, you know, if I can't find private insurance right now, am I better off just taking COBRA from my current employer until everything kind of falls into place and seeing where things are at in a few months?
That's a good question. How much is the COBRA going to cost you, though?
I haven't been able to get a straight answer, but they're telling me it could be, like, up to $500 a month.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. What COBRA costs is ridiculous. However, I've heard some people being quoted $900 a month. So basically, it's going to be a cost game. Until 2014 kicks in and pre-existing conditions are supposed to be thrown out the door, not that that's going to make health insurance cheap. I still think health insurance is going to be expensive. Then it's going to be a numbers game. Have one of these, like I use NevadaBenefits.com here in Vegas, but have one of the health brokers, you know, give you a lineup of what the private insurance is going to cost. Okay? And then look at the COBRA cost. My guess is private insurance may actually be more than your COBRA. I never thought I would see the day when that happened, but there's a chance your COBRA actually may be cheaper just to buy you some time until 2014. Gosh, great question, Sidewinder. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.